Okie dokie, Arna Tuggy.
You're so annoying.
Okie dokie, Arna Tuggy.
What is his voice?
Okie dokie, Arna Tuggy.
This is going to be the new intro.
Oh, she sent me. Oh, she sent me the link. Love her.
Oh, for FDN?
Yes.
Yes.
If you guys need a breakup with somebody or going through a breakup, we have a link to a great playlist.
Yes, queen. It's called FDN.
FDN.
What? Fuck these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck these niggas. Get money.
Exactly. That's
the thing. Fuck niggas, get money.
Exactly that.
Anyways.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back after a week. A hiatus was my fault. It was my fault.
It was.
This time it was my fault, though.
Not me.
It was the one and only time.
No sick bitch over here.
Clock this it. Week.
Well, how's everything going?
That's good. Well, we have an interesting topic to talk about that happened today, my sis, on Instagram. Your situation.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Well, you want to explain to everybody what happened?
So, basically...
Oh, wait. Should this be, like, tea? We should start off with a joke. Sorry, guys. Getting ahead of ourselves.
We're not doing a joke.
Yeah, can we please do a joke? All right, Jelani has a joke for us.
Okay, I literally was just telling you jokes. I wasn't doing a joke.
Can you pick a joke?
Let me see. I'm not prepared because I wasn't going to do a joke. Give me... God damn it, bitch. This is not fucking fair.
Just pick a
What's
joke.
Taken before you get it?
Me.
What's taken before you get
I
it?
I said me, bitch.
That's wrong. What What's is taken it? Before you get it?
What is it?
You have to get another guess.
What's taken before you get it?
Think about it.
That's your number, funny. Like in line.
No, bitch, your picture.
Oh.
Wow. This is why I didn't do jokes. I knew the Same. Bitch wasn't going to fucking get it.
All right, so Instagram. We're jumping into what's tea. We're jumping into what's tea.
The tea really just...
Read it verbatim.
I blocked him. I don't have it anymore.
I have it, bitch.
Oh, I just screenshot it. Okay. So, basically, a little backstory. Not a child. The bitch is, like, 20, so I'm going to call them a child. Went on.
They're not a child because they know exactly what the fuck they said.
Right. They went on a liking spree on my Instagram and liked every one of my motherfucking pictures. I don't have that many, but still to just go through and like 52 pictures is a lot. So that happened. I didn't say anything because it was 4 a.m. and I get a message and it goes, literally, the definition of a whole ass nigger faggot.
And it'll be on our story, so then that way you can see what was said verbatim. And his username will be there, too.
Oh, yikes. Well, yeah, so that happened. And the kid isn't white. He's, like, Hispanic. And when you go to their page, like, their phone is in front of their face, like, for every picture. And there's clearly a picture of, like, what is that? I think it's a picture of, like, a chest.
I don't fucking know.
And it's
know.
Clearly, like, not his chest. Because the bitch is, like, 5 foot. But, yeah, no. I mean, I didn't give any time of the day. I didn't call him a gimp-dicked loser. But
you send that to him?
Yeah, after the fact. But I was like, we're not doing this. Like,
I just don't understand why there's so much hate in the world. For what?
I don't understand. I mean, honestly, I'm just going to leave it at this. Hispanics are so racist against black people, and I really have no idea why, because, bitch, we're all going through the same shit. White people low-key hate all of us, and, bitch, the fuck are you doing? It's a mess. It's a fucking mess.
It's a mess. How did it make you, I'm sorry, friend, that you have to go through that?
If I wasn't, who I am, yeah. Like, it would affect me, but I didn't really give a fuck. It was shocking. I was, a little shook. Oh, bitch, goddamn. That was harsh. For you to just, spew those words,
out there.
Yeah, and then, before I can even reply, he did this to my personal page, and, he sent those messages, and then blocked me, so I couldn't respond. And so I went on the podcast page and wrote him. So, and that's when I called him a ogre-looking gimp-dick loser. So,
I mean,
but I didn't call him anything derogatory or,
Just the world. There's so much hate going on already as it is. We don't need that. And you don't even know this man from
No idea.
Neither did. Because
I didn't respond to you liking all of my pictures. Thirsty ass hoes.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
So fucking rude.
But yeah, fuck them bitches.
We're supposed to be in this together, okay?
We're all in this together. But yeah, no. That shit didn't faze me. I guess I was a little shook for like, what, 2 seconds?
It was like an alarm clock.
I guess so.
You were just like,
I was like,
you know that moment when you were like, when like, you were in the Abercrombie and you like ran out the fucking.
No, that was a moment of fucking fear.
You're like, what?
Wow, good times.
That was a good
but
time.
But no, yeah, fuck him. That shit did not faze me at all. So, but other than that, bitch, life is fine. Life I mean, these past 2 weeks have been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I literally spent at least $500 on food alone.
You need to stop going to Red Lobster by yourself and buying everything.
First of all, that and, was a company.
What's the other place called?
Juicy Crab?
Juicy Crab.
I haven't been Juicy Crab in a while.
Since the last time that we went?
Yeah, that was the last time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, like, when I'm going through something, I binge eat. I want to eat everything. Everything.
You want to eat everything.
Everything. Bitch, do you not see my Red Lobster meal?
Oh, bitch, yes, and you're out here just eating ice cream, too. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I was just, okay, so backstory, I just got my hair cut today.
Oh.
And all the hair just like fell on my computer.
Good job. That's normal.
That's normal. Yeah, I know.
That's normal.
So, friend, you had a very interesting morning. I'm glad that it's over. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. It's still not right.
It's not right. But it's okay. I'm going to make it anyway.
It's all right. I don't know that Whitney song, but you know that song I'm talking about?
Yes. That's what I was quoting. Jesus Christ.
Whatever.
But yeah, no. Better than that, I'm fine.
Okay, she's good.
Everything's fine.
She's
over
glowing.
Here.
Skin's glowing.
I didn't put vitamin C oil on today, so it's not really glowing today.
But ass fat. Money yeah. Right? Not right now, but it's right. It was right.
It was right. It'll be right tomorrow.
Hair's lined up.
Hair's lined up.
Yes, ma'am.
$50 for a fucking haircut.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you gotta like that, you know?
Do I?
Do you know?
But that's that. What was I about to tell you? Yeah, it's just weird. People are fucking weird. Don't let people get you down.
Never. There's too many.
Continue to mind your business.
There's too many good things going on in the world right now for us. That
I
we
just
can't
feel like
be.
From here going forward, like it's only gonna get worse. Like I feel like if this pot, like if like the more listeners we get, the more attention we get. It's just gonna keep happening.
It's just gonna keep happening. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the storm? Are you ready for the storm?
It's me we're talking about here. What bothers me? I mean, things bother me, but things like that do not bother me.
It doesn't bother you.
Because, bitch, if I see you in public, what you gonna do?
Probably nothing.
Exactly.
Probably nothing.
So.
There's that.
There's that on that. But, what's on your mind?
Okay, so. My girl, there's two things that are on my mind. One is just iconic that I didn't even know about. You know what's funny that I didn't even know about? These things called toupees.
Which I don't understand, because toupees have been around forever.
But I didn't know that this was, like, a real thing.
Like, he was literally talking about it, and I was like, that's called a toupee. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. Anyway, so I was at the barbershop, and my barber, a.k.a. Justin, thank you very much. You are the best. He comes in with the fade and the tight beard.
Come through.
Okay. But yeah, he was telling me about these toupees that people like with balding or receding hairlines, they shave off the top of their head and then they install it. It's called an install, bitch.
Installation.
Like installation or like installing a window, installing carpet. That's what they're doing.
Basically,
I guess what they're doing is they're installing the drapes. Does the carpet match the drapes?
Shit,
you know what I'm talking about?
I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know what you're
talking about.
But, like, anyway, so they put on, like, this Elmer's glue on top of their fucking head. Yeah. They do, like, patterns and swirls and shit. And then they lay this, like, I don't know. It looks like
hair.
It is definitely hair. But it's just so amazing to me that somebody would do that.
You know, some people can't afford to. Some people can't afford, I guess. $2 a graft, but I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
But so if you're losing your hair, which Miss Prone is losing her hair too, so it's okay. But
is she though?
She doesn't got a strong hairline, sis, and she knows it.
It'll be back.
One day.
One day.
But listen, like, if you got, like, just shave it off. I feel like, just shave it off. It was depressing. I will tell you, it was probably, like, the most depressing moment of my entire life, shaving my head.
When y'all FaceTimed me, and I heard the clipper before the fucking video popped up, and then I saw Alyssa with the clippers in her hand, I was so shook. I was like, what are they doing? But it turns out fine.
Actually, it's a
look. I was very scared.
It's a look, though.
The Alyssa with clippers just scares me for some strange
reason. I mean, anything with Alyssa scares you, so. But it was a look. Like, if you can rock it, I mean, I guess not everybody can rock it.
Not everybody can rock a
look. But they don't have, like, the confidence to,
maybe? Yeah, I mean, it's all about how, like, if you look confident in it and you feel confident in it, it's going to come off as confident.
Yeah, it's like, not going to look very, it won't look unattractive, I feel.
Right. I just feel like people who are balding are meant to be bald. Maybe.
That's the way it is, right? Well, I guess, which is strange because the people that are balding, they'll always look at my hair and head and they'll be like, your head is like perfectly round with no dips or anything in it. And I like didn't know that was a thing.
Some people have like dips.
And then they have like mountains is what they call them. You know, like cone head.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Can't relate. When I was bald, I wasn't bald because I wanted to be.
We know, yeah.
I found out that I had a perfect head, too. Thank the fucking Lord. That's what I was scared of.
What, not having a perfect head?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have, like, a fucking dent or something. I'm going to have a weird-shaped head, but I don't.
We don't. We were blessed. Like we were meant. We were really meant to be bald.
Who?
Both of us.
No.
You were meant to be bald.
No.
Bitch, you shave your hair almost bald.
Well, technically, yes. I have a temp fade, yeah.
Okay.
But now it's like a zero fade around the sides and just hair on the front and the sides.
Oh, it's good.
A little army
but brat. So anyway, the whole toupee thing like blew my mind that people actually do this. They spend money like $500.
Y'all's president does it.
That's who's y'all?
Listeners who voted for Trump.
Shook, bitch.
Shook.
See, that's the you want to know what really caused me to like.
You know
my what? Hair?
You know who wears toupees? Evil people.
Evil people. People that don't love themselves.
People don't love themselves.
Just kidding. You do love yourself. We don't want to talk about that. I was just talking shit.
I mean, if it looks good, then go for it. But don't let us go to a pool party and you jump in the pool and then we see a little fucking monster floating and you ain't got no hair on your head. Like, that's scary.
It is scary.
Oh my God, it's a guinea pig in the pool.
Oh my gosh, no. A rat. There's a rat in my food. Your hair falls out. But, So you want to know what really made me cut my hair? So my mom was talking shit. My mom is probably the meanest person I'll ever know. Yes. But she gives me, like, tough skin when it comes to, like, making fun of myself. I'd rather it come from my family than other people.
Yeah.
Because I know it's out of love. So, anyway, one day I walked in and she was like, let me look at your hair. And I said, okay, Mom. And she, like, ran her hand through my hair and she's like, you have Donald Trump hair.
How does she know?
And I was like,
yikes.
I was like, wow.
Do you think she said that because your dad maybe had a toupee once in his life?
I don't think my dad ever had a toupee. He never did. I asked my mom.
Oh. Well, at least you know your dad has common sense.
Yeah. I was just like, my mom said that, and I was like, wow, I need to change that. She's like, you should probably get a new cut. And I did.
Wow, Mama P. Thanks. Hopefully, I don't ever see her ask. I mean, there ain't shit for her to run her hair through because, bitch, I ain't got no hair in my head. So
there was that. So that's the whole reasoning behind.
I know you didn't know that was a thing.
I just
until as of recently.
I didn't know as of recently that was a thing.
A lot of it's more of a dying thing. Like, I feel like people are going out to get hair transplant surgeries and stuff. Like, older people are the people who usually do, like, toupees.
Yeah.
But you don't really hear that shit anymore. Like, no.
No.
And it's not the same as a fucking wig. You put on a wig cap for a wig.
For real. But I feel like if I was ever to do hair, I would do the transplant.
Yeah. It looks gross at first, but it works.
It works. I would do it, but I would have to spend, like, $50,000 on it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see Perone come out with a full head of hair. You can say, what the fuck happened?
You're next time I see Perone, you're gonna have motherfucking looking like Tarzan, bitch.
Okay, she's gonna look like Jon Snow.
Okay. Oh, come on, Jon Snow. Yes. You're gonna have a little bob.
Yes, we love it.
We love a bob. A little bob.
Actually. So that was tea. That's what something that Perone learned this week.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
What else? What else? You said you had two things.
Oh, I did. But, like, I feel like we should talk about this a different second. a second topic. So, is this psychotic? I feel like this is psychotic. You already know what happened, but, like, if you're in, like, a relationship, right? If you're in a relationship, actually, cut this out. I don't want them to know about me. But if you're in a relationship...
It wasn't going
to
know until you said that, but okay.
But, like, cut it... Anyway, just cut it out, bitch. So, if you're in a relationship, say, and your ex moves in next door to you, but you guys dated, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and they were obsessed with you in between your breakup, and they knew where you live at the time, is that obsessive?
Yes. I mean, I would legit call the cops and get a restraining order. I would take him to court.
I feel like that's low-key upset. Like, that's a hint at him being like, oh, I want to be close to you. Out of all the places that you can move to in Atlanta, you want to move next door to me?
You live in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
So.
It's not like I live in fucking Midtown, bitch.
I don't have time to play Law & Order SVU. So we need to, like, do something about this. Like, I don't know what. I say get a restraining order. Because so there's some, like, there's a limit. And I feel like at what point is it enough enough? You know, like, the shit ain't cute. It ain't funny.
It's not.
Like, it's crazy. It looks crazy because it is crazy. Like, no.
I am nervous.
Restraining order.
Right. So it is crazy.
Yeah, bitch, no. Mm-mm. No. That's obnoxious.
It is obnoxious. I did try to use that as an opportunity. I can't talk about this on the podcast. We're not going to put this on the podcast. Well, I'll talk about my second topic. I'm not like this. This is not me. I feel so bad.
What do you mean?
I feel like this is not me. Is this okay to be talking about?
How is this not you?
Is this okay
to
be talking
about? If it's happening to you.
Is this okay to talk about?
I mean, bitch, what did you say to me 2 weeks ago? I want to get deeper. I want to get in the nitty-gritty.
Okay, you're right.
So get in the nitty-gritty, bitch, on your truth. That nigga is fucking crazy. Fucking crazy.
You're right. I know. It makes me uncomfortable. But then I try to use it as, like, an opportunity to get dick. And then I was like, what is wrong with me?
I mean, you had a moment of weakness.
I had a moment of being just really horny.
That's why I gotta give you hands.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
So, yeah.
You'll be fine. You get a little itch.
Scratch it.
Rub it, and then go to bed.
Okay.
Boom, bam, boom.
Boom, boom, bam. Easy,
peasy. But it is crazy.
It is crazy.
It is. I'm sure we can all agree. If we did a poll, everybody would say yes. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna own our truths on this podcast from here on out, okay?
We are. She's out here.
This is us. This is our lives.
This is us. This is
our daily fucking lives. Our daily crazy ass fucking lives.
How does it make you feel?
That's what a normal life.
We live a fucking normal life. We don't do anything crazy. We mind our fucking business.
People are always after us.
How? Why? Nobody's after us.
Well, you not clearly. Just hear your story yourself? Like, what? I mean, you know, whatever. Just don't stop. Don't let that stop you from living your life.
Bitch, she still lives her life, okay?
He what?
She still lives her life.
Oh, she still lives
her life. We don't... Mm-mm. Equality, bitch. I'm going to use, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. He, she, they. I'm going to use whatever.
What are you talking about? You completely lost me.
That's okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about
anymore. I'll get a map and find you again.
Okay. Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer. Oh my God, you saw those videos that I sent you, right? From Dora the Explorer, the parody. When I was high as fuck and I sent it to you and Tyler.
Which one? The Ghetto Dora?
Yeah, all of them.
I've seen this a long time ago.
Not Ghetto Dora. Not Bremen Rock Dora. The cartoons.
Yeah, the Ghetto Dora. Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
People used to have no lives. But they were funny.
Still have no life.
I don't know if I would laugh at them now. Unless I probably was high or something, but... You know, whatevs.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. That was my stomach.
Alright, so what's the other what's tea with you?
What's tea, I guess, is I'm trying to, like, figure out how many, like, toxic friendships I've had in my life. Like.
Bitch, me and you. Jelani is the most toxic person I could ever have as a friend, okay?
Bitch.
Piece of shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess today's opposite day.
He just reeks of toxicity.
Do I?
That was a big ass word I used. Go ahead.
No, but it's fine. I'll let you have it.
Go ahead. What are we talking about?
Well, here? I'm trying to see how many toxic relationships I've had. And I really haven't had that many. I mean, who?
I'm trying to think, like, who did I used to be friends with? Like, I guess, like, shit, I'm trying to figure out, like, how I'm gonna word this. Because I guess that friendship wasn't really toxic. It was just, like, it just phased out. But at what point, like, I don't know. Like, have you ever been in a friendship where somebody, you were with, you're friends with this person, and they seem as though they were a good friend to you, but they kind of, like, would put you in these dumbass situations.
Yeah, of course.
Or never really wanted to see you do better than them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, you have had a friend like that before?
Yes, and you've known them.
Oh. Did we talk about this earlier?
I don't know.
I feel like you have had a lot of friends like that.
I feel, yes.
I don't feel like I've had that many. But I keep seeing it, like, it's just super annoying. Like, what's the big deal? Like, why can't we, like, stand side by side? Like, why can I not be better than you, or, you know?
I think in a friendship, if you automatically think that you're better than one another, then you're not friends, more or less. Right. If you look at them as your equal,
right,
then it becomes a successful friendship.
Right, and granted, like, people are going to be, like, in different levels of their lives.
Yeah, of course.
So you're not always, like, some one friendship or one friend may be doing better, you know, but that doesn't mean, like, your time isn't coming. But, like, when that time does come, they're like, what the fuck? Like, you know, they put you down constantly, stuff like that.
No, trust me, I get it.
Like, how long did it take for you to cut those people off?
Okay. I used to be one that, like, oh, you can mend anything with a little bit of work, blah, blah, blah. It might have taken me 2 years, 3 years to do, but once I did it, I feel better.
Right. It's like, oh, weight lifted off your shoulder.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people who, like, I just cannot be friends with because they're just either a liar or... Most of the time, they're liars, and they're manipulative, and I know how that shit works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, bitch, I just feel like you should just call them out on it. I hate when people, like, deny. Like, oh, I don't do that. But, bitch, I have receipts. Remember this time you did this, that, and the third? Remember this time you told me this, that, and the third? Like, bitch, this is you. Own that shit and get the fuck out of my face.
I think toxic friendships, like I said, come from either myself or that person thinking that they're better than one another.
Yeah, it's just like,
and you can't, it's just insecurities. And then it becomes a competition. So then you don't even realize that you can enjoy that person's, like, company or,
right,
like, that friendship.
Right, you're also, like, one up something.
You're like, oh, I got to do better than this. Oh,
I hate a one up bitch.
So, ooh, like, that, and I feel like that stems from toxic friendships.
Oh, it's so annoying. Like, I can be like, oh, I burned 300 calories today, and I'm like, oh, well, I burned 301.
Yeah, or I've done better. Shut your ass up. Or, like, I feel like, yeah. That stems from that. But that can...
a bitch.
But then that's not really your friend either, so you need to learn how...
That'll happen to me. I don't have any friends like that anymore.
Exactly.
I've been cutting these hoes out left and fucking
right. Okay, you better be cutting your hair like that with some scissors.
Hello, Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
Cut that shit the fuck off.
Okay, say less.
Say less.
Okay.
And then the last
thing. I really want some Indian food.
Some curry?
Yes.
Mm.
Who wants to go get curry with Perone? Anyway, no, go ahead. Fucking
right. Oh, that sounds really good, though. Somebody on my Instagram is, like, delivering plates.
Wait, what?
They're Asian, but I don't know. I don't want to say.
Are we wrapping up the whole...
No, bitch, topic? I'm not...
All right, so keep going. Sorry.
You just brought up food, so I got distracted. I want to talk about... I guess it ties back to fucking... internet trolling, because these bitches be out here saying whatever the fuck they want.
Are we going back to the racist comment? Or are we talking about toxic friendships?
No, I'm talking about internet trolls.
Oh, no, this is another topic.
This is like a whole other shit.
Oh, okay. I feel like we should have, in between every new topic that we talk to, we should have like a transition.
Well, that comes natural. You don't say it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it would be cute to have, like, a breakdown.
I was trying to, then you brought up Indian food.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Because Prona be fucking listening to me. What are you doing?
I'm not. Both of my computer and phone are dead, so I am listening to you.
Bitch, why's your phone dead? Didn't you just charge it?
No, she died, honey.
Damn, Prona got that Boost Mobile iPhone
10. You know, stop using my fucking line.
You know, prepaid phones are made differently from postpaid phones?
I wouldn't know that because I don't work in cell phone service.
Somebody sounded bitter, but it's cool. I really just, there should just be a fucking consequence. Like, why? This is what bothers me the most. Why do people get to say whatever the fuck they want to say, but the minute they see that fucking person, like, in reality, they're like, oh, can I get a picture? Oh, let's do this, let's do that. Oh, we have to hang out. That shit drives me fucking nuts.
Because they're, again, trolls, and they have two egos. Kind of like, all right, so this is the way that I look at that. You have two egos, right? Like, I'm Tyler during the day. And back in the day when we used to go party or whatever, I would be Perone. Being a trash-ass mess, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
So the way that I see it is that, okay, that's their online persona. That people know of them online, but in person it's totally different. But when your online persona becomes louder than your actual person or reality, mm-hmm. you look like a fucking troll.
Yeah, it drives me fucking nuts.
Okay.
Because I know these people would never say what the fuck they say.
Yeah.
In actual, like, in reality.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh, okay. That was a heater.
Yes, bitch.
Go ahead.
It just drives me, it just, it's mind-boggling to me.
I don't know.
It's fucking mind-boggling. Because so many people do it. You know what else I hate? I hate a bandwagon-ass bitch. Everybody on Twitter, I feel like, they just have the same fucking opinion. Okay. If this person hates this person, that, oh, I hate that person too. Oh, you hate them? I hate them too, bitch. Oh. In actuality, when you were tweeting about their asses fucking 5 hours ago, and now everybody's like, oh, fuck that bitch. And all of a sudden, you hate this bitch too? I don't fucking think so.
It's because it's easier to go with the flow.
Well, people don't stop going with the fucking flow. It's okay to be different.
All right, so build a fucking dam so then they can't go with the flow, bitch. Okay.
Fuck a damn. Need to fucking grow some fucking
damn Jelani. Balls. That's what it's gonna be. Is damn Jelani.
Grow some balls.
So if I learned anything from Jelani today is that he's a hating ass hoe.
I'm not a hater. I don't do that shit. I
don't have Twitter.
You don't.
You know it's very strange that like people think it's strange that I don't have a Twitter.
It's not strange at all.
I hate Twitter.
I mean, I've had my Twitter since 2010.
And I don't know why. I just
and I love Twitter. I really love Twitter, but. These bitches just get on my fucking nerves.
It gives everybody a platform.
It does give everybody a platform, but at the same time, like, it's just it's a lot. It can be a lot at times, like, cause a lot of people are, like, fucking negative. Everybody takes things out of fucking context.
We love it.
Like, it's annoying.
We love a dramatic ass bitch. Okay, I love a dramatic ass.
A lot of people are so dramatic. Okay. And I thought
and I'm looking we at one were dramatic. Right now.
I mean, I'm dramatic, but not that fucking dramatic.
Why are you comparing yourself
to other people? At least I have a fucking, I have a mind of my own.
Do you?
At the end of the motherfucking day.
Okay. So, what if somebody's trolling you right now?
I mean, somebody already tried. Luckily, I'm unfazed, so.
Unbothered.
You know what I did?
Less than unbothered.
I turned my PS4 on to play Apex Legends.
Okay. Fuck a hoe.
Fuck a hoe. Maybe.
I need to go get a massage. Anyway.
Yes! I want a massage. Did you guys know that a massage therapist is different from a fucking masseuse? Didn't know that.
A masseuse is a happy ending.
Yeah, a masseuse be sucking, fucking, jacking, whatever the fuck else they fucking eating.
Tonguing. Fingering. Toeing.
Oh.
What would you do if somebody's... this is all side notes. This is no topic. What if somebody stuck their toe in your booty hole? What would you do? I told some boy that I would do that as a joke, and he, like, literally took it serious and was like, I'll do it. And I was like, are disgusting.
See, people are fucking disgusting. No, it's not disgusting.
And I'm sitting here, like, cracking up, thinking I'm hilarious, like, via text message, and totally down for it.
Some people are just for the cause.
What if I have dirt in between my toenails?
I guess they're going to be infected, inflamed.
And that's what I'm thinking.
It's going to have a whole ass garden.
So gross. My big toe in their butt, bitch.
And Bronda cut his toenails.
I did. I finally did. Oh my god, I don't pay attention to my toenails. So, like, those bitches grew so long, and I was like, ah!
Fucking Wolverine.
Bitch, shovels. Shovels.
Anyways, on that note, we're gonna end this because.
Alright, cool. Peace out, girl.
Peace signing the fucking.
microphone.
Yes.
Yeah, because it has eyes, because they can see us.
I'm tired.
Bitch, it's literally 3 o'clock.
I know, I want to take a nap.
What the fuck? Anyways, so that's the end of the pod. Don't forget to follow us, rate, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
It's Two Gays Pod.
I said what I said.
I don't know why he just forgets that we have to, you know, do this. But anyways, you can follow us on Instagram at Jelani Mir and Poppy Perone. That's in the artwork. And then you can also follow us on our podcast Instagram at Two Gays Pod. And that's it. Bye. Mm.